Hello, friends. Okay, so I wanted to welcome you to our very first podcast. My name is Heather Johnson, and this is Nicole Norris, and we are starting this podcast, and we're both very excited to be sharing with you kind of insights on Catholicism, our walk with God, and what we want to do, invite you into our friendship, our Catholic friendship. I just want to introduce to you my friend Nicole. Nicole, do you want to kind of introduce yourself? Who are you?
Sure.
First guest.
A complicated question. I don't know. yes, I am Nicole Norris, formerly Campbell. I'm from Canada. Was born in Prince Edward Island, if anyone knows where that is, home of Anna Green Gables. I have spent most of my adult life in ministry, mostly the pro-life movement, but also just evangelizing as a chaplain in high schools, working for the 40 Days for Life campaign in Canada. Yeah, just wanting to bring Christ to the world. So I live in Alberta now in Canada. It's very cold out here, and I'm really excited about this podcast. My Catholic faith is very important to me, and bringing others to Christ is all I really want to do. And I know Heather feels the same way. So it's really a special to be able to do this with her. And we actually had lost connection over several years, like 15 years. So to reunite again and to do this together, and both having the desire to bring Christ to the world and grow in our faith and our journey, and just to let people know that they're not alone in their walk with God, as she was saying, is just a passion that we both have. So that's sort of me in a nutshell.
Yeah. I mean, Nicole is amazing. I am so excited to do this podcast with her. And if you don't know, my name is Heather Johnson, and I started a YouTube channel almost eight years ago, which is crazy to me, called The Catholic Mom's Life. And it was kind of the same thing. I wanted to share my faith with people, especially moms at the time. I really wanted fellowship where I had just moved, and I tried to start a Bible study and I got shut down hardcore. And so I was like, okay, God, like, what do you want for me? Because I felt like I had, you know, some gifts and talents, and I wanted to use them wisely for the kingdom of God. And so I, on the drive home from being shut down, I just heard in my soul, like, start a YouTube channel. And I was like, what? Like, that's so random. And I just, like, I couldn't shake it. And so I asked my husband, are you cool with this? And he was. And so that's kind of my mission the last 8 years, was to, you know, proclaim the gospel over on my YouTube channel. And I have felt the tug in my heart to start a podcast. And it's funny because I knew I didn't want to be by myself. Like, I'm just, I need to bounce off of somebody. Several people came to mind, but like nothing really clicked in my heart until Nicole and I reconnected. We reconnected, was it 2 months ago or a month ago?
Yeah, and
it was like we didn't even skip a beat. It was crazy, like because we hadn't talked for 15 years, just not for any reason, but just because she was in Canada. I just got married, and we kind of lost touch. But it was just like I found my long lost sister. You know, like, I truly feel like we are sisters in Christ. We have so much in common. Nicole has such a great soul, and I feel like there's such a connection there. And so I'm just so excited to do this podcast with her. And it's just like God's perfect timing, I feel like, because she was taking a year off of teaching and, you know, feels called to share the gospel. And so I did feel like maybe, like, that's what, you know, God wanted, was a podcast. And Nicole was very open. So thank you for being so open about a podcast. Nicole and I met, like, how long ago? Like
1997.
We were camp counselors together, and we have stories. Like, it was the funnest summer of my entire life.
It was so good.
And we laughed. I mean, I've never laughed so much in my life. Oh. Like, Nicole is so funny and witty, and she is perfect for this. So I'm just like, I'm so thankful that you're here and that we get to do this together. It's a great adventure.
No, oh, you're so nice. No, Heather has always been, like, we're I'm a few years her senior. So, but when we were in met at Catholic Youth Camp, it was just, yeah, she was straight out of high school, and it was always like my sister right from the get-go. And we, yeah, to reconnect now, and Heather, just her childlike faith has always been there. Like, seriously, Heather has been never wavered from her faith, and has always been really clear on what she believes and sharing that love with other people, and always has such a joyful spirit and is so kind, so patient. She's a really wonderful mom. I got to meet her children and just for the first time in December, and just, yeah, her patience and her, like, her love of God is truly remarkable. And just, yeah, you're a real gift, Heather, honestly. And just even this YouTube channel, like, that she started, I'm just amazed at what God has done. And I know that she really loves connecting with a lot of you guys on A Catholic Mom's Life, and is very passionate. You know, I don't even know where she gets the time with five children and being a wonderful wife and a family person. It's just and leading things in her own parish. It's yeah, it's a real gift that you guys are very blessed to have had Heather this whole time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're so sweet. It's so funny. True. I want to tell the story of, so I picked up my kids. So Nicole and I, like, she came to visit, an Uber dropped her off at my house because her husband was in the area for work. And so she came and we chatted, had a great time. And then I was like, do you want to meet the kids? And so she's like, sure. And so I drove to get the kids, and it was hilarious because she was waiting for the Uber to come get her from the kids' school. And all my kids were wrestling in the background and shouting. And I was just like, yeah, welcome to everyday life. Like, this is my life, Nicole.
And she just handled it like a rock star. You did. I was just like, wow, she's so patient. Like, it's not a virtue I have. I work on it all the time. But you're very patient.
Yeah. Well, I was like, okay, just breathe, Heather. It's okay. Just yeah. Breathe. But it was just funny, and like, yeah, it was fun to like let you see my real life of like the kids going all crazy.
And loved not, it.
Like, you know, sit perfect kids.
Yeah, but, no, real life, and that's what this is gonna podcast is too. Is just gonna be real. Yeah. There could be dogs barking in the background, kids running around, but we want it to be really real, just because yes. That's yeah. That I think that is authentic, and that's what we all. Kind of hope for. So, do you want to share how we got our name or why?
Well, yeah, I was going to say like all or nothing. We were bouncing back a couple of names of like, what should the podcast be? And we both love Mother Mary. So we really were thinking like maybe like a Mother Mary name because we just both have a great devotion and love for her. But then do you want to tell them about what you saw, like the was it a YouTube video that you saw too?
Yeah. My mom actually told me, Nicole, have you ever heard of Sister Claire Crockett? And I'm like, no, I haven't. And some of you listeners may have heard of her before, but I didn't. So there was a documentary on formed.org. So a Catholic kind of movie documentary website. And so I watched it and I was completely enamored with this young nun who lived a very wild life, but not like just in the sense of high school. She was an actress. She wanted to always be famous. She grew up Catholic, but never practiced her faith. She went on a retreat. It was a pilgrimage to Spain, but she thought it was to party. And she had no idea until she was leaving that this was a pilgrimage. And there was a bunch of people with rosaries. And they're like, she was the youngest by far. And she was just like, what am I doing here? And she couldn't back out. So she went there.
I love how God does that, by the way. Like, yeah. Oh, you think you're going to party?
Surprise. Yeah, that's totally him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she went there and she would literally skip out on all the talks. She was sunbathing. She'd go to the bar. And then on Good Friday, they had said to her, you need to, you know, come, Claire, to this. And everyone, you know, so she was going up to kiss the cross as Catholics do on Good Friday. And within a second, she knew immediately the consequences of her sin. And she was basically like, I killed God. She just was completely aware that her sins were nailed to the cross. And it was a life-changing experience. She went back to her pew and just wept. And she wasn't sure what was going on, but she kind of joked, she's very dynamic, really funny, really talented. But she said, you know, I always wanted to be famous, but I guess I'll have to be a famous nun. And she felt really called to religious life. And everyone thought, oh, this is a fad. She's 18. She's not going to go become a nun. And she went back to Ireland and she lived, she thought she'd be really holy. Her life was even worse. And I don't want to give it all away because I'm going to just actually recommend that you go to All or Nothing documentary on YouTube. But her life, she was really in a dark place and took a downward spiral. And then the Lord reached in and met her exactly where she was at in a bar. And that was the end of that. And she became a very, now she's the servant of God. So she's one of our patrons. I guess not patrons. She's a servant. So intercessors, and there's, she's just incredible. So we're going to ask her to pray for us, for this podcast, but All or Nothing is basically, she was hated mediocrity and she would always, she worked with lots of kids and she was teaching and she would say, God is like, he doesn't like the lukewarm. So you're either hot or cold, like all or nothing. So of course we're not all, I am not in 100%. It's like, I try to be and we all fall, but the goal is to be perfect. Like he's perfect. So anyway, she's one of our intercessors for the podcast, but I really want to recommend, it was a really inspiring, documentary. Anything you want to add there, Heather?
No, yeah. So I actually had me and little Bella, she's seven. We had a lot of snow days here recently. And so I started watching it and oh my, I love her. Like it's so good. And it just honestly makes you want to be holy. Like watching it, you're like, oh my goodness. Like you just see like the conversion happen and all of that. It's so awesome. And it's funny because I could see bits and parts of like her life and like my life, like how I used to be, like she's so joyful and just like you can tell it just like it's amazing. But I am so thankful that you told me about that video, and I think somebody else on YouTube sent it to me a while ago, and I started watching it but I didn't watch all of it, and so I finally did, and it's so good. I'm so glad Bella watched it too because she just thought like she was amazing. So it is like, it's pretty fast paced and they do a lot, they interview a lot of people about her. So that's why we named it All or Nothing, kind of after her. And then also I love Mother Angelica. So that's going to be another one of our intercessors because she worked with media and proclaiming the gospel through media. And I just love her wit and just how she's like, I just love her. She's awesome. Like I watch old clips of her and I'm just like, I love her. Like get to the point. Here's how you love God, like, you know, no nonsense. I just love that about her. So that she's another one. And then you want to talk about the third one?
Sure. The third one is actually an American. She just died in 2015 and she worked for Focus, the Catholic Evangelization College, I don't know, program. So they evangelize on college campuses. Her name is Michelle Dupong. And she has a documentary, it was on EWTN called Radiating Joy. So her story is grew up very normal in North Dakota, went to a really big university, ended up like wanting to share faith. And then she got sick with cancer. And it was actually during the cancer that her siblings were like, oh, she was just normal. But the last year of her life, she completely transformed and offered everything to God. And to see, she had a boyfriend, she wanted to get married. And then when she found out that she was terminal, just through her acceptance, she cared so much about other people. She actually asked the doctor, he just told her, he said, there's nothing else we can do for you. And she just paused for a minute. And then she said, it could almost make me cry. She said, how are you doing today, to the doctor? And he just was, that she kept caring for him. She was more concerned about him, even telling her that news. And he just had to walk out of there. And he was very touched. And he's a part of this documentary now. And I think had a deeper conversion because of Michelle and just watching her die so holy and so well. Not there yet. That's, I can't even imagine.
Oh, that's awesome. So those are kind of our patrons, like people we're going to ask to help us with the podcast. We're going to have another YouTube channel as well, where we will put the full podcast on there. This first episode will be on my channel, A Catholic Mom's Life, and also that channel over there, All or Nothing. I believe we're going to have it named. And so, Yeah, so we're going to have it on all the different outlets that we can as well. So we know that Lent is coming up soon. And so if you're, you know, giving up YouTube or whatever, you can go out on the podcast, get a podcast and, you know, listen to us there. But we're hoping that you will join in on our friendship and our love for God. And, you know, I truly feel that, like, surrounding yourself with good people who are trying, none of us are going to be perfect, but, you know, like, it makes me want to get better. And I love the saints because that, like, there's hope in that, and it makes me want to be holy like them. Anyway, that's kind of like why we wanted to start this, is to invite you to our friendship and also our walk with God. And hopefully it will, all of us will get to heaven together and get to glorify God forever. And that's the whole goal, right? Like, there's no other reason to live other than to glorify God.
And we'll probably have different topics that will come up, and we're just kind of going to see where the Holy Spirit leads us to different things. This is just more of an intro to introduce ourselves and to kind of give you an idea of how this began and our friendship. And so who knows where, what we'll be talking about, but it'll be all Catholic topics and things that matter, you know, to us and most likely to you. And yeah, we're just really excited to share what God has, what he's doing in our lives. And hopefully this will help you guys grow in holiness and in your faith too.
And so we were thinking we would end the show with like something that we really like enjoyed this week. Or, you know, something that was life-giving to us and that, you know, we wanted to share with you. And so, Nicole, do you want to start? Like, just something kind of fun, like, you know, if you were chatting with a friend, like, hey, have you heard of so-and-so? Or, you know, something like that. So yes. We'll probably end the show with that. And I love when shows end that way. I absolutely love it. It's like my favorite, like, ooh, what recipe, or, you know, favorite prayer, whatever it is. So anyway, do you want to share what yours is?
Sure. I want to share with you guys, if you're looking for a good laugh, the comedian named Nate Bargatze. He is very clean. Some of you may have already heard of him. He's hilarious. So New Yorker. And so I just want to, yeah, I just think he's hilarious. So I would go, you can find him on YouTube, but check out Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, he is hilarious. Like, he's so funny, clean, and it's hard to find like good clean humor. But he's all of those. So
yes.
And my last thing that I wanted to share was, it's called, it's a song. It's called Clean Heart. And it's by Brian and Katie Torwitz. And it's beautiful. It was one of those songs where it made me stop and think about my life and like my walk with God. And it's just gorgeous. It's so beautiful. So if you want to like look that up and listen to it, it's beautiful. So that's my one more thing.
Looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah. So anyway, so thank you for joining us on our very first podcast, and hope that you will join us. I'll put all the links to all the different podcasts and even that song and stuff like that, like everything you would want, like in the show notes or whatever. So thank you so much for joining us. I am so thankful for you, Nicole. Thank you for doing this with me.
Thank you for asking. It's an answer to my prayers. So thank you.
That was good.
Yeah, all right. All right. Till next time.
Bye. Bye.